FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. At Craig and Owen, be amazed at what life was like over 1,000 years ago. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you. Take off with flyshannon.ie. Proud sponsors of FLA News.
And it's time now for our weekly FLA News slot. And we do have news for you this morning as we continue our weekly countdown to FLA Cúilnge here in 2017, but perhaps begin another countdown as well. I'm joined in studio this morning by Joe Arkins, chairman of the Clare County Board of Cultists, and also by Tadhg Mulcahy, chairman of the Munster Council of Cultists. Good morning to you both, guys.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for coming to us this morning. And Joe, we are looking forward with anticipation and glee to FLA Cúilnge here in 2017, but also now to another event in 2017.
Yeah, well, we're overdue to host the Munster FLA, but because we've been bidding for the All-Ireland FLA since back in 2013, we were putting off our opportunity, and now we do have the opportunity. And it's nice that we have it in 2018, the year after two FLA Cúilnge Héireann. And in case anybody is suffering any serious withdrawal symptoms, next year we have another FLA. Not as big as the All-Ireland by any means. It's a more intimate FLA, but we'll bring serious crowds to the town during the week.
Do you know what sort of numbers or how big are we talking?
The Munster All-Ireland, or sorry, the Munster FLA Cúilnge Mún would be the biggest of the provincial FLAs. Now, in terms of people on the streets, it will certainly have an All-Ireland feel about it over the weekend, but we wouldn't be required to be closing off parts of the town to the extent that you would for the All-Ireland. But don't worry, there will be a gig rig. There'll be plenty of music on the streets, in the bars, all over the place. We'll have an absolute fantastic week of music and a great weekend of competitions.
Do we say thank you, Tadhg, to yourself for this particular honour?
Yes, well, it is great to see Munster FLA coming back to County Clare again. It is quite a while since it has been held in Clare. I think it's 18 years, actually. And it's wonderful to see, because the second ever FLA Cúilnge Mún was held in Innes. The first one was in 1961 in Cashel, but Innes then followed on the following year, and then it was held a little bit later, a few years later, again in Innes. And it has gone around. It was held in Tulla, Innes Diamond, twice, and Kilrush also. So it is good to see it coming back, and I'm sure there will be a wonderful atmosphere here in Innes for FLA Cúilnge Mún 2018. This year it's been held in Cork City, so it will be quite a change coming back to from the capital of the South, coming back to Innes. And things are working out well for this year, and there's a year now of preparation ahead for the FLA here in Innes next year. And after the great experience of two All-Ireland FLAs, it will be no bother, I think, to organise the Munster FLA. And we're very grateful to Clare County Board for taking it on. And as soon as FLA Cúilnge Héireann this year is over, they'll get down to the very serious business. But a lot of thought is going in already into it.
Putting them back to work. Was it last year it was in Listowel?
It was in Listowel last year, yeah.
I drove through Listowel the Friday of that week that the FLA was on, the Munster FLA was on in Listowel. And just to try and give people a sense of what we're talking about, you knew there was a big event on. You knew there was a lot of people around, there was a lot of music, even just on the kind of the main thoroughfares and coming out of the doors. It was definitely a good place to be that weekend.
The Friday now has got much busier than it used, because you have dancing competitions on. And, you know, for FLA Cúilnge Mún last year, there was about 120 different groups of dancers, teams of dancers taking part in the FLA over the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Also on the Friday you have workshops, Skullfáinag Sauron, and also polk and slide playing workshops, and they draw people from all over the province as well. So Friday has got much busier, and usually now there are events earlier in the week as well. Now it wouldn't be like FLA Cúilnge Héireann earlier in the week, but there would be events such maybe as concerts or maybe lectures being run. during the week.
So it's like you said already yourself, Joe, it's smaller than we saw last year, smaller than what we'll see in August of this year, but still significant.
Extremely significant. There will be a great buzz around the town during the week, but particularly at the weekend. It is, as I said, a more intimate flair because we're dealing with a smaller geographical area and people know each other. I've always enjoyed the Munster flair more than the All-Ireland because I'm bumping into people that I know, people that I've met before, and there is a familiarity about it. But I think that Innes, having hosted two All-Ireland flairs in a row, will attract a much greater crowd for the Munster flair than what we would normally expect because of people enjoying the All-Ireland flair two years in a row previous to that.
And as somebody who has served in politics and has been a mayor of Clare, you will see then the importance economically, not just in terms of music, but the importance economically for the town and for surrounding areas in staging such an event.
It is very, very significant in terms of the amount of tourism and the amount of even day trippers, the amount of money that it brings into the economy of the town. It's very, very significant. And the Munster flair will be indeed very significant as well.
Absolutely, indeed. We've talked about it as being not as big as Flakhulna Héireann, but still significant. Tyke, what can we expect? It's on next July, by the way.
Yes, July, the weekend of around the 22nd, that weekend would be the competition, but the events probably, no, they have to be arranged yet. The committee will be set up very shortly, and the events for the week, or however many days are decided on, will be fixed. Now, you have, when you think of the last year, there were 49 Céilí bands took part in the Munster, and there were also 49 Grúpí Chéile. That amounts to about 1,500 people alone competing in just one venue. And you will be having about over 22 or 23 different venues in operation. And you will have numbers almost as big as you would in this year's All-Ireland. You will have six counties, and two will come forward automatically in every county. But normally the standards is so high that there's three coming forward. Recommendations are allowed from the county to the provincial. So you will have big numbers, and they will be bringing their followers with them. And we find out very often here at afterwards that people who come to the Munster Fla, they don't have, they get a kind of an idea of the locality, but they always want to come back again to have a better look around and find out what is in the place. They're taking up with competitions maybe at the weekend, but they like to come back. So it is important economically, I think, to the region.
Absolutely, indeed. And musically as well, Joe, you were telling me before we came on air, it's every bit as good as Flakhulna Héireann.
Well, the chances are that if you're at the competitions for Flakhulna na Mún, that you're going to bump into a lot of people who will subsequently win the All-Ireland, because if you look back at the Fla results over the last 60-odd years, you will notice that Munster features very, very strongly, particularly in relation to Céilí bands and that. Now, I hope this programme isn't going out in Leinster and Connacht.
They're all over the world on the way.
All over the world. But no, Munster competitors disproportionately win in the All-Ireland, which is as it should be. But in terms of the number of competitions, we will almost exactly have the same number of competitions as one would have, and competitors as one would have in the All-Ireland. And it's probably more relaxed, it's more enjoyable, but the standards in the particularly in the Céilí band competitions, I know that is, and this year we have in Clare County Fla, for the first time in a long time, we have actually five Céilí bands competing. Two and probably three of those will go forward to Munster. That is going to create a serious amount of interest in this county alone.
Absolutely. No, and that's something to look forward to. It's, as we said, on the week that finishes July 22nd next year that it'll be taking place. An organising committee to be put in place in the coming days in that particular one. A lot of people doing a lot of work and more to do as well. But fabulous to hear about the boost for the town as well. A very significant event, and we're very glad to tell people about it this morning. Joe and Tyke, thank you very much for coming into us.
Right. Got
to be the man of it. Anthony Falsheroe of Munster Fla for Ennis 2018.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.